Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi again, everybody. Thanks for hopping on this latest edition of Jumping the Gun. It is brought to you by Patterson Square Garden. I'm Derek Gunn, along with Daniel, Mr. Daniel, who beat me week number one. Daniel, how do we do in week number two?
You evened it up for the season. You got me this week. You went 11-5, and I went 10-6. We both did better this week, though. Last week I won, but it was a bad week for both of us.
The thing is, too, especially early on in the season, we really don't know who's who yet. You're going to have games that you don't expect certain outcomes to happen, and you're going to have games where you thought, you know, if I had gone with my intuition, I would have stuck with this, and I didn't. Because of past history, and you know, that's the way it is. But by week 5 or 6, we'll figure out who's who and who isn't. All right, so now we're looking ahead to week number 3, and which game are we going to kick it off with?
We have the Panthers at the Texans on Thursday night. The Panthers are 7.5-point favorites in Houston.
I'm not surprised one bit. Carolina off to a 2-0 start, and I'm happy for Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule's a good coach. Went through a rough spell last year with the Carolina Panthers, but man, they played some great ball. They took apart a New Orleans team that basically took apart a Green Bay team the week before, and Carolina now sitting at 2-0. Of course, the Saints, they were minus like what, 8 coaches or something like that because of COVID?
Yep.
You know, so in this game, I'm going to take Carolina on the road. Now, Houston is 1-1, and Houston had a chance to do some damage against Cleveland, and it didn't happen. They fell short. But I like Carolina with the points on the road.
Yeah, I also like the Panthers. Sam Darnold's starting to look pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
I got to give it to him. And that offense, they find a way. When they just get the ball to Christian McCaffrey, no matter what's going on in the game, he just finds a way to make things happen. He's one of the most entertaining players in the NFL, and he was great again this week. I don't see the Texans being able to stop him. I'm also going to go with the Panthers on Thursday night.
All right, so we are in agreement with the first game. Moving on.
All right, we got the Washington football team at the Bills. The Bills are getting 9 points in Buffalo.
Giants got gypped in that game against Washington. You know, that offsides call on the D-tackle. You know, when it was further reviewed, the experts realized that he wasn't offside. Basically, he just had a good jump on the snap count. And so Washington the Giants had a game taken away from them. But such is the case. It happens occasionally around the National Football League. Washington sitting at 1-1. Buffalo bounced back huge against Miami to even their record at 1-1. Washington, as good as their defense is, they don't have enough offense to go into Buffalo and beat the Bills. I'll take the Bills with the points at home.
I agree. I'm also going to go with the Bills. Washington's fun to watch, but sometimes for the wrong reasons, like throwing the ball inside your own 30-yard line, throwing an interception late in the game when you're only up by 1 point. They're kind of a little bit of a train wreck, but offensively at least. But their defense is great. I'm still going with the Bills, though, at home with the points.
All right, we're 2-2.
Next, we have the Bears at the Browns. The Browns are 7-point favorites in Cleveland.
Only 7? I'm not sold. I'm not sold on the Bears. Okay, they beat Cincinnati. I'll give you that. I'm not sold on the Bears yet. I thought Cleveland might be favored by more. Cleveland's 1-1, took care of business against Houston. And you know, Cleveland, Jarvis Landry could be out for this game. But I think Cleveland has way too much on both sides of the ball for Chicago to even have a chance.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with the Browns, but I'm really interested in this game. We don't know if Andy Dalton's going to be starting. He's still listed as questionable. And after last week, he came in and out of the game. Justin Fields had a hard time getting started, but I don't know. Well, it's something to keep an eye on is that quarterback situation in Chicago. We might start seeing more Justin Fields sooner rather than later. But I'm still going with the Browns here.
Okay, next game.
Next, we have the Ravens at the Lions. The Ravens are getting 8.5 points in Detroit.
Ooh, Ravens. 8.5 in Detroit. Detroit is a young team. As a matter of fact, Detroit has the youngest collection of rookies or newcomers, more so than any other team in the National Football League. Detroit's got a lot of growing pains to do. Baltimore, what a great come-from-behind win against Kansas City. I think this is the easy one. Baltimore goes to 2-1 on the season.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Baltimore. I don't know if I'm going to take the points. Detroit has a good way of staying in games. And I don't know. This Lions team is very weird. Jared Goff has looked pretty comfortable. Obviously, the Packers pulled away late on the Monday night game this past week. But yeah, I'm going with the Ravens. That was a huge win against the Chiefs this past Sunday night. I didn't see that coming at all.
No.
But the way Lamar Jackson, when they need a few yards here and there, he just finds a way to get there, no matter what the situation is. So I'm going with the Ravens.
All right.
Next, we have the Colts at the Titans. The Titans getting 5 points in Tennessee.
You know what? I know a lot of people are still bitter that Carson Wentz left here the way he did. There's some people that are still on his bandwagon. But you talk about a guy, I don't want to say bad luck, because when you got a multi-million-dollar contract the way he has, obviously your luck's pretty doggone good. But this man cannot stay in a football field. Now he's injured not one, but both ankles, and looks doubtful for this upcoming game against Tennessee. Titans, wow, what a comeback win against Seattle in overtime. I thought the Titans were dead to right. Indianapolis right now 0-2. I don't see them getting their first win of the season at Tennessee on Sunday.
How about that game from Derrick Henry? He looked like he did in week one the whole first half, and then the second half he comes out with 3 touchdowns, ends up with over 150 yards, and he just owned the game. The Titans finally started to look like the Titans from the last couple of years. I'm going with the Titans here also. The Colts, we don't know what's going on with Carson Wentz, if he's going to play. It's looking doubtful right now. But either way, I'm going with the Titans at home. That's just going to be a tough one for the Colts to get out of that 0-2 hole.
All right, here we go.
All right, we got the Chargers at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are getting 6.5 points in Kansas City.
Wow. Yeah, I like the Chargers. I like the young quarterback. I like that they're an energetic team. They're an entertaining team. But the Chargers just, for some reason, always find a way to disappoint you when you start picking them. Kansas City, Andy Reid, I know he's ticked off all week about how they lost that game against Baltimore. But it also shows you Kansas City, for as good as they are on offense, their defense has some issues. Their defense gives up a lot. So, you know, you got to put up some points against Kansas City. The Chargers can score points, but I don't think they can score enough in Andy Reid's house to do damage against the Chiefs. The Chiefs improve their record to 2-1.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this game. But the Chiefs, after losing that game on Sunday night against Baltimore, and the way they lost it, they kind of gave it away there at the end. I just can't see them losing back-to-back games. I'm going with the Chiefs, too. I think this is going to be a really fun game to watch, but I can't pick against the Chiefs to lose two. I can't see the Chiefs going 1-2 to start the season. I just can't see that happening with what I think is the best team in the NFL.
So right now we have been in sync with every pick so far, right?
Yes, sir, but not for long.
Okay.
Not for long.
All right.
We have the Saints at the Patriots. The Patriots are getting 3 points in New England.
I'm going with the home team and the points. I know they got the rookie quarterback. New Orleans, Jekyll and Hyde, man. They smoked Green Bay in week one. They get smoked by Carolina in week number two. New England, Bill Belichick's house. I know he's got a rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, but there's a reason he's quarterbacking that team. I still like their defense, New England's defense. I think the Saints are in trouble going into Foxborough.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with the Saints here. I think the Saints bounced back. I think they had a really rough game this past Sunday against the Panthers. And like you said, they were missing a bunch of their coaching staff. It was kind of a perfect storm for them. I think they have a lot of good game film to go back on. Get the ball to Alvin Kamara more. is what they need to do. So I'm taking the Saints here. I still don't believe in this Patriots team. I mean, Zach Wilson was just handing them the ball over and over again on Sunday. I'm not sure if the Saints are going to be doing that. And Sean Payton teams don't turn the ball over as often as
Yeah, but Jameis Winston does.
That's true. But I have a feeling that if Jameis Winston starts throwing picks like that, we're going to see a lot of Taysom Hill. So
okay,
I'm going
all
with
right.
the Saints.
All right.
I just don't believe in the Patriots just yet.
Okay. All right.
Next, we have the Falcons at the Giants. The Giants are getting 3 points in New York.
Battle of 0-2 teams. Atlanta, man, they can't stop anybody. They gave up 32 points to the Eagles, 48 points to Tampa Bay. The Giants, you know, I know the Giants are hurting, and the Giants want to prove everybody wrong in terms of they're not an 0-2 team. Giants at home. I just think Daniel Jones, with all those weapons, just too much for Atlanta to contend with. I don't care if the Falcons score 25 points. The Giants will find a way to score 28 or 30. I like the Giants at home with the points.
All right, I'm going to go with the Falcons here. I don't like either of these teams.
Wait, you're taking the Falcons?
I am taking the Falcons.
Wow.
I don't like either of these teams. I don't really like what I'm seeing out of Saquon Barkley with the Giants. He still doesn't look like he's fully back yet. He had a couple runs last week, but they're not able to keep him on the field. I mean, they keep taking him out of the game, and that's a big loss for them when he's not on the field. So I'm going with the Falcons here. They were able to stay in that game against the Bucks. I mean, they had those two crazy pick sixes at the end. But I was pretty impressed from what I saw with the Falcons. They looked a lot better last week than they did week one against the Eagles.
Okay. All right. We'll see what happens.
Next, we have the Bengals at the Steelers. The Steelers are getting 3.5 points in Pittsburgh.
As I sit here, I still cannot believe the Steelers found a way to lose that game to Vegas. I'm just shocked. Cincinnati went to Chicago and lost by 3 points. Pittsburgh is just too good at home. They have too much talent. I understand now that Ben Roethlisberger may be having some issues physically. But I still say Pittsburgh's good enough at home to bounce back against Cincinnati in a key divisional game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers too, mainly because that Steelers defense is going to wreak havoc against that Bengals offensive line. As we saw last week against the Bears, that offensive line is having a really hard time protecting Joe Burrow and blocking for the run. So I'm going with the Steelers too. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because this Steelers offense, they just have a hard time scoring points. And I think part of it has to do with Ben Roethlisberger just not throwing the ball past like 20 yards down the field. I'm going with the Steelers, but I just don't feel really good about that offense.
Okay, all right.
All right, we got the Cardinals at the Jaguars. The Cardinals are getting 7.5 points in Jacksonville.
I think this game could be over by halftime. I really do. Arizona got lucky. Minnesota misses a 30-yard field goal at the end of the game. Vikings should have won that game in Arizona on Sunday. Such was not the case. Arizona now sitting at 2-0. That kid, Kyler Murray, is electric. He has great weapons. They have a very fast, active defense. I don't think Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars have a chance at home against Arizona.
I 100% agree for all the same reasons you stated. It's funny, like, we see Russell Wilson do this all the time where he scrambles out of the pocket and they're just playing backyard football. The Cardinals kind of do the same thing, except he's doing it with DeAndre Hopkins, who's probably the best receiver in the NFL. And whenever he's out of the pocket, just keep your eyes on D-Hop, and he somehow finds a way into the end zone every time. It's really fun to watch. They have a really fun team.
All right.
So I'm also taking the Cardinals with the points there.
Okay.
Next, we have the Jets at the Broncos. The Broncos are getting 10.5 points in Denver.
Well, you know, Denver is probably the most interesting team in the AFC in terms of people trying to figure out exactly what kind of team they will be with Teddy Bridgewater as the quarterback there. Well, they're off to a 2-0 start. They get a 10-point win over the Jacksonville Jaguars this past Sunday. The Jets, well, they're still the Jets. Jets 0-2, Denver 2-0. This was a slam dunk. There's no way in the world Denver's losing at home to the Jets.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Broncos. That Denver home field advantage is one of the best ones in the NFL. It's going to be tough for the Jets to get on track there. Zach Wilson, like I was saying earlier, has a hard time keeping the ball, protecting the ball, because you're going to go against the Broncos defense, which is one of the better ones in the NFL, and great at forcing turnovers. I'm going with the Broncos here. I don't know if I'm taking 10.5 points, though. That seems a little much.
Oh, I think it's a very comfortable spread. I think it's a very doable spread for Denver at home.
You're taking them with the points.
Oh yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. Denver with the points.
I don't know about the points, but I am taking the Broncos too.
Okay.
All right. Next, we have the Dolphins at the Raiders. The Raiders are getting 3.5 points in Vegas.
Derek Carr and the Raiders 2-0, coming off a big win over the Steelers. You know, Derek Carr, I like what he said after the game. He says, look, we haven't done anything yet. You know, it's only second week of the season. We haven't done anything yet. I get it. Miami got smoked by Buffalo 35-0 at home. Are you kidding me? And, of course, Tua's now injured with the rib injuries. We don't know how he's going to play or if he's going to play. Raiders, you know, rolling the dice and everything's coming up 7-11 for the Raiders. And I think they will win with the points on Sunday at home.
Yep, I agree. I'm going with the Raiders, too. That Tua injury is rough. I mean, I'm not the biggest Tua believer, but without him, I mean, they're going to be even worse. I'm going with the Raiders. Henry Ruggs looks like he's starting to get comfortable in that offense, and if you can get him going, we all know how fast he is.
Right.
So I like this Raiders team. You have him with Henry Ruggs with Darren Waller, and then you have Josh Jacobs. I'm not sure if he's coming back this week, but that offense is pretty fun. So I'm going to go with the Raiders too with the points, like you said.
All right.
Next we have my personal game of the week is the Bucks at the Rams.
Ooh.
The Bucks are getting 1 point in Los Angeles.
This is going to be a good game. Sean McVay's offense against that Tampa Bay defense, and of course Tom Brady against that Rams defense. Wow, man, what's the point spread again?
1 point for Tampa.
For Tampa.
Yep.
I'm taking the Rams at home in this game.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I'm
going with the Rams at home. I think the Rams are going to be jacked up, 2-2-0 teams. I understand Tampa Bay is very good on both sides of the ball. Rams are very good both sides of the ball. Both teams can go deep. They have weapons to go deep with. There's something about this game. I just think the Rams at home are going to pull this one off. Tampa Bay takes its first loss of the season.
Man, you took my upset of the week.
I'm also
taking the Rams here. The Rams receivers have looked great this year, specifically Cooper Kupp. Shout out to Cooper Kupp, of course, for my fantasy football team. But the Tampa secondary is getting a little roughed up. I mean, they've had some injuries. Carlton Davis has been pretty injured. Then you lose Sean Murphy Bunting. So I'm also going with the Rams here. That receiving core just, I think, is too much for the Tampa secondary right now.
All right.
All right, we got the Seahawks at the Vikings. The Seahawks are getting 2 points in Minnesota.
Seattle blew a game. They were leading by double-digit points. They lose it in overtime to Tennessee. Minnesota had a win staring them right there in the face, 30 yards away, and the kicker shanked the field goal. I'm going to take Seattle on the road. I don't trust Minnesota at all. Plus, the more misery my brother's in, the better I feel because he's such a diehard Viking fan. So anything I can do to add to his misery, I'm happy to do. Russell Wilson and his crew goes into Minnesota and pulls out a W, and the Vikings will sit at 0-3.
All right, I'm also going with the Seahawks here. I don't believe in the Vikings at all. They find ways to lose games. Seahawks here. There's not a lot of thought that needs to go into that. On the Sunday night game now, we have your Packers on the road in San Francisco playing the 49ers. The Niners are getting 3.5 points at home.
Aaron Rodgers came back and just ripped up Detroit. Took him a little while to get going, but man, did he rip up Detroit. Packers offense got rolling. Their defense is still suspect. I don't trust Green Bay's defense. The 49ers are hurting again at running back. Jamichael Hasty now may be a down and out. Man, they can't keep running backs healthy out in San Francisco. 49ers defense is rugged. Just ask Jalen Hurts how rugged that defense is. But, you know, San Francisco's defense on the back end is suspect. They had to play with a bunch of backups. And even had Josh Norman called him off the practice squad to play. And I just think Green Bay's going on the West Coast, getting that W, baby.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Packers here.
No, you can't pick Green Bay.
I got to go with like you said, that secondary for the Niners is suspect. The Eagles had a lot of opportunities down the field. They just couldn't get on the same page. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams are going to have those same problems. I'm going with the Packers here, and I think they're going to win. The Niners are the favorite here, so I'm taking the Packers here by a good margin.
You might have just jinxed Green Bay, man.
Maybe.
Man.
Maybe. But next we have the game of the week, Monday night. We have the Eagles at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are getting 4 points in Dallas.
It wasn't like San Francisco just bowled over the Eagles. The Eagles had their chance to win that game. You know, a few plays here, a few plays there. The Philly unspecial play that he tried, you know, that Nick Sirianni tried. You know, the touchdown, what we thought was a touchdown to Jalen Reagor when he stepped out of bounds. Eagles had their chances. I mean, he held San Francisco to 17 points. Defense looks really good. Defense is a top six, top seven defense right now. I know it's only two games, but they've held the opposition now in two games to a total of 23 points. It's going to be interesting. You know, Dak Prescott is looking good on that surgically repaired ankle. He's got weapons on top of weapons. I can't wait to see the matchups with Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb going against Steve Nelson and Darius Slay and those guys. Eagles running game looks pretty good. Dallas has been suspect. You know, it's still a defense that's a work in progress for Dallas. I think it's a faster defense with Micah Parsons in the middle of it, but it's still a defense that's still trying to find its way and trying to find an identity. So they're going to give up yardage. They're going to give up touchdowns. But you don't want to hear this. I'm picking Dallas at home in this game. It's just something about Dallas down there in this game with that firepower and those weapons they have. I'm taking Dallas at home because of the experience and the continuity they have compared to Jalen Hurts still trying to, you know, get his feet wet in Nick Sirianni's offense, still trying to get comfortable with that group of young wide receivers. I'm going to take Dallas at home in this game.
I actually totally understand that. I've had a hard time with this game. I'm going to take the Eagles, but I think that this is a very evenly matched game. It can go either way, especially with both teams being 1-1. I actually, watching the Cowboys game against the Chargers, I was thinking, if the Cowboys lost that game, I thought that the Eagles were definitely going to lose to Dallas because Dallas wasn't going to let them go 0-3.
Right.
So I think the Eagles are going to win this game. It's going to be tight. It's going to be fun to watch because I still don't believe in that Dallas defense. It's going to be much easier to play the Dallas defense going from the Niners defense.
Right, right.
And there were a lot of, like you said, there were a lot of mishaps with the Eagles on Sunday that they could have had about 20 points on the board that were just called back. I'm going with the Eagles here. It's a gut feeling thing. I'm not too confident in this pick, but I'm just looking forward to the game. I just want a good game out of this one.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this one, man. All right, there you have it. Our week three picks on Jumping the Gun. For Daniel, I'm Derek Gunn. We'll see how we did next week. And, of course, we will look ahead to week number four of the National Football League. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.